Before I get started, I'd like to set the scene. I'm a college student in my late 20s. I'm also part of the no-fat movement. Now, if you don't know what that is, in a nutshell, we no-fappers feel like shit after masturbating, so we've decided to quit. It's supposed to up the quality of your life tenfold. And for the most part, it has. I'd like to point out that it's not exactly the act of masturbating that makes me feel awful. It's... and finishing. As such, from time to time, I find myself in front of my laptop, watching porn and whacking my stick, making sure to stop myself before I finish. See, I know it sounds like some kind of crazy form of self-torture, and it kind of is, but old habits die hard, and sometimes I can't help myself. One day, the torture was particularly dreadful. Most of the time, I'll stop jerking off at some point, whether it be to eat, watch TV, or something. On the day in question, I was edging, as we in the nofap community call it, for several hours. Eventually, I became backed up, so to speak. This is when the horrendous sensation of blue balls came about. For those of you who don't know what blue balls feels like, for whatever reason, picture getting punched in the goods over and over again and being left by your lonesome with nothing but excruciating pain and tears. It's pretty much that bad. After feeling the familiar sting in my junk, I quickly stopped rubbing my shaft and moaned in agony. I needed relief, and fast. Sometimes aspirin would help when in this dilemma, but it took a while to kick in, and I had no pain meds in my house. There was the obvious solution of finishing where I'd started, but I'd come too far to let down my no-fat brethren now. Instead, I did a Google search for blue ball relief. I clicked on the blog article with the title, A Cure for Feeling Blue. The play on words made me chuckle, but that only made my jewels hurt more. I hastily started reading in desperate need for comfort. The guy who wrote the article outlined his favorite method for blue balls relief, each with a disclaimer stating, "Results may vary. Attempt at your own risk." The first one was called fruit punch, and involved, giving your balls a quick jab. Apparently, it would hurt a little more for an instant, but then the pain would fade quickly. I wasn't a fan of this logic, but I figured I'd give it a go. I stood up straight, spread my legs, giving into a sumo wrestler stance. It took me a few moments to mentally prepare myself, but eventually I mustered up enough nerve and took a quick swing at my nards. I swear my life flashed before my eyes. Within an instant, I was on the floor of my apartment, writhing in pain. I waited and waited, but the pain only worsened with each passing moment. This method failed for me. I forced myself up off the floor and made my way back to my laptop. I scrolled down and took a look at the second method. The wrinkle release. This one was a doozy. Apparently, I would have to poke and prod my sack with a needle in order to release pressure. I was incredibly hesitant to do this, but the pain was unbearable. In my injured state, I decided to give it a shot. I located a needle in one of my junk drawers in my kitchen, sterilized it with some peroxide, and took my pants off. Now, I knew this wasn't going to be a walk in the park, but I chose not to hesitate this time. Best to rip off the bandage, I thought. I began poking my package vigorously in hopes of alleviating my condition. I started doing it gently, but when that failed, I put in a little more push. It seemed to do nothing but cause me more pain. I kept poking at it, and each time putting a little more pressure into the needle until something terrible happened. In poking it harder, in frustration, I felt no resistance. This could only mean one thing. Insertion. Slowly looked down at my balls, and that's when the realization set in. The needle had punctured the water balloon hanging between my legs. Blood began to stream down my thigh as I let out a high-pitched scream unlike any vocalization I'd ever made before. The pain was immense. In a dizzy stupor, I yanked the needle out of my sack, and more blood trickled down my legs, making me feel even less hopeful of finding a cure for my blue balls. Still, I felt the need to press on. I stumbled to my bedroom and grabbed a box full of band-aids out of the medicine cabinet. I furiously tore one open and stuck it on my wound to prevent more spillage. The bleeding had stopped, but the pain was growing, and I ran back to my laptop for another method. The third and final method of blue balls The third and final method of blue balls relief was tentatively titled The Scrotum Steamer. According to the author, it was the best way to get rid of blue balls, but was the most difficult to maneuver. It consisted of boiling water in a pan, and then standing over the stove and letting your junk dangle over the cloud of steam. It's supposed to provide instant relief. I took several minutes to think this one over. So far, all of these supposed methods for relief had only caused me more discomfort. I was wondering if perhaps I should quit while I was behind. Before doing so, I decided to scroll down for some user testimonies. There were only a few comments on this article. Steam one worked like a charm, thanks. It wasn't easy, but the scrotum steamer helped a lot. I don't have a stove. Based on some of the reviews, I chose to keep going. This one was for all the marbles, at least for mine. I placed a pan of water on my stove and I turned the burner up as high as it would go. The article said that the hotter, the better. As the water boiled, I stripped down. If something went wrong, I didn't want my clothes catching on fire. I decided naked was the best way to go. After changing into my birthday suit, I climbed atop my stove and positioned myself over the pan. I squatted down a bit and allowed my balls to dangle freely. There goes nothing, I thought. The steam hit my privates like a heat wave in mid-July. Given my track record so far, I braced myself for pain, but to my surprise, I felt none. The warmth was soothing. The steam was granting my balls relief. Finally, relief. Pure elation overcame me as the pain completely dissipated. The smile on my face, however, would soon be replaced with a familiar look of dread and confusion. I watched as something fell into the pan of boiling water. It was the Band-Aid. I'd forgotten all about it. Next came blood. I began dripping at an alarming rate, transforming my elation into anxiety. Seeing the blood drip from my junk startled me. Because of this, I lost my footing on the stove, and I tried to balance myself, but this brought one of my feet a little too close to the burner. The pain of the first-degree burn caused me to jerk my leg away from the flame, and that's when I fell off the stove. My body fell backwards against my will. On the way down, I felt my arm snap against the kitchen counter. It was more than likely broken. I hit the floor with a thud and looked up to see something that will forever be etched into my memory. I must have hit the pan in my descent because it was flying through the air with me. I watched in horror as the pan, boiling water and all, fell directly onto my crotch. I remember very little of what happened next. I can recall screaming, crawling, and crying. Other than that, the details are fuzzy. I awoke in my local hospital pain-free. According to the nurses, I called the hospital hysterical, making loud screeching noises that resembled that of an animal. They almost hung up, thinking that it was a prank call, but then I blurted out my address. They rushed over and took me out on a stretcher. I had been saved. I laid in my hospital bed for a solid 20 minutes before I realized that something was amiss. Like I said, I was pain-free. After the ordeal that I'd been through, it would take a lot of meds to render my junk painless, but that wasn't the case. I felt fine. And if there was no meds in my system at all, at least not the crazy amount that would be needed to relieve me. I called a nurse to my room and awkwardly asked for the information I needed. So, are my testicles gonna be okay? The nurse looked at me, shocked. You mean they didn't tell you? No, nobody told me anything. There was a brief but noticeable moment of silence before she spoke again. We had to remove them.